Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the week that was with me, D Love Sports, on the Steel Curtain Network, a part of the Fans First Sports Network. I hope you all are doing well. I hope you have not overdosed on mock drafts. And let's get into what all went down this week. All right. First and foremost, voluntary OTAs happened. And let me emphasize the voluntary part. You did not have to show up in Pittsburgh this week. But some guys did. We'll start with the new guys. Some of the new guys that pulled up to Pittsburgh for meetings. And for me, if you're new on this squad in any capacity, I feel like you should have been there. But I totally understand if you had things going on. But if you're new, I would have expected you to be there because you got a lot to learn. But we got the first look at our new quarterback room. The whole room was there to include Allen. But of course, we had to zone in for the first time of it really being real. Like, it was real for me seeing the photo with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson both in it. And it was like, wait a minute. This is really, really happening. I was like, oh my God, this is a beautiful sight. And I don't know how long we're going to have Russell Wilson, but it just looked good. And I really hope Justin Fields is comfortable with being there and the situation and, you know, knowing that Russell has the lead at this point. You know, I just hope that he is okay with that and comfortable and accepting of what this is in this moment and continues to work hard for his opportunity. Now, with that being said, Deshaun Elliott was also there. Patrick Queen was there. Who else on the new guys that I spot? But there were plenty of familiar faces. I mean, Alex Highsmith, Connor Hayward, Pat Freiermuth, the Her Big Brothers, Calvin Austin. They also participated in the voluntary meetings this week. Of course, there are some guys that didn't show up, like a TJ Watt, a Najee Harris. And again, it's voluntary. It's not a big deal. Cam probably wasn't there either. It's okay. It's all right. If those guys do not come, no alarms should be set off if you don't come to voluntary workouts and or meetings. It's okay. It's all right. Now, I will say Russell Wilson is embedding himself in Pittsburgh. From the Penguins games, he was out there playing baseball with the Pirate players, and I thought that it was great. Like, we all know that he has a history of playing baseball, and to just be there and be amongst that other group of fans and that other team in the city, and it just really feels good. I'm not saying other quarterbacks and stuff didn't do that, but like it just seems a little different. And I'm glad to see it. I am glad to see him embedding himself in the city of Pittsburgh. And the Yinzers like should be proud. They should be happy. They should be embracing that. And it's great. It's really great. It doesn't even seem like, oh, we got to send you here. We got to promo. It doesn't seem like promo, and it could very well be PR related and everything. But to me, it seems like, you know, Russell's really trying to be a part of the city. And I hope fans really embrace it. Because it's the off season. They could be anywhere they want to be. They could be somewhere else training. They could be somewhere else doing all types of tours and promotions and autograph signings and meet and greets and all that good stuff anywhere in the world right now. But he's choosing to spend his time in the city of Pittsburgh. And I think that's great because, again, we don't know how long he's going to be here. He could be like, okay, I'm just going to be here. I'm going to do my job and then I'm going to see what happens. But he's choosing to be embedded. And I think that says a lot. With that, Cam Hayward, yes, he wasn't. I don't have any record of being at the voluntary program, but he announced this week of his celebrity baseball game that will be going down in Washington, Pennsylvania, July 13th, to support the Hayward House Foundation. Excuse me, I don't know why I can't get it out today. Hayward House Foundation, it is always a great event. And I'm saying that because get your tickets now. Get your tickets now, because what you don't want is to find out that Russell Wilson will be there because he is a baseball all-star and there are no more tickets available. So make sure you go get some tickets for Cam Hayward's celebrity softball game. It's a good time. Trust me, I've been. You'll love it. And there'll most likely be a new MVP winning this year. I'll just say that. Now I know what you guys want to talk about, and we will get to it. It is the week of the draft. One of my favorite events because it is a life-changing event. Also, one of the things leading up to it I don't like because, again, I know you guys have probably mock draft yourself silly. But that part of it I don't get into. But I love everything else surrounding the draft and the opportunities that come from being drafted are potentially life-changing. So all 30 pre-draft visitors have been accounted for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'll kind of go down all of the positions that they talked to and the quantity involved. So you got offensive tackle. They had 8 visits. Cornerback. They had 7 visits. D-line. 6 visits. Wide receivers, 6 visits. Center, 4. Guard, 2. And linebacker, 2. So that kind of lets you know where the emphasis is. It's high up on the offensive tackle, high on the cornerback. For center, it's high because it's 4. D-line, 6. Wide receiver, 6. Okay, so they're high, had some high options up there at OT, CB, and D-line, and for a center at 4, that's also pretty high. And we know, and we all know we need a center. That's not news to anybody. I want to pivot to just more of the football world here. I thought this was interesting. I do not know if you guys caught Bill Belichick on Pat McAfee's show. They will be doing more collaborations as they cover the draft. That is interesting. We do not see Bill Belichick talking. He did not get a coaching job this offseason. So he is finding other ways to collect a check. And Pat McAfee is definitely a way. The Pat McAfee show is definitely a way to collect a coin, Bill. I'm not mad at you. So with that, with him coming back into the limelight, you're going to see more people talking about his quote unquote failed attempt to get a job in the off season. There are people currently writing articles that are out there about it. I think it's crazy, but I also like that we're going to see a different side of Bill, which ultimately could help him get his next job. Everyone just thinks Bill's just, you know, he's Bill. He does, it's his way or the highway, and he's going to do whatever it takes to get it done. And it may go against the GM's wishes. So let's see how this plays out, him showing a bit more of his personality, and we'll go from there. Big surprise, the Cowboys signed someone this week. They signed a running back, Royce Freeman, to a 1-year deal. Congratulations to them. We know they've been very quiet this offseason, and they made another move. I'm not sure how Cowboys fans feel about it, and I'm not sure that I care, but congratulations. The NFL does this, the catch competition. I don't know who won this weekend, but Dalvin Cook was a defending champ. Alvin Kamara competed as well. And Jalen Carter also competed. Raheem Mostert was on the boat with them. I think David Njoku was also supposed to be participating. Brian Burns. I don't know who won, but I am pretty sure you can check it out and find out the results of the catch competition where they get on a boat and they catch like these big fish. It's like low-key deep sea fishing, but not, you know what I mean? Like sports fishing. So that it's always entertaining. I just did not watch this year, so I don't know who won. Jim Harbaugh, this guy, he owned up to his his bet saying that if they won, he would get a Michigan. He got that Michigan tattoo that he said he was going to get. So he gets an M, which was it 15-0 on it. It's so dainty. It is probably the daintiest tattoo I've ever seen. So please go. And after, he's like, I could see like how people just like want to get more after it. He's like, I want to get like flowers and something around it, like a rose or something, he was saying. It's a cute clip. Go check that out. Speaking of Jim Harbaugh, they also signed, they are becoming Ravens West. Like, I think that's just the unofficial name of the Los Angeles Chargers, Ravens West. J.K. Dobbins signed with them a one-year deal with them. They also have Gus Edwards. So they essentially just have a nice little Ravens West team with Justin Herbert. I'm hearing some inklings about them making some moves in the draft, but I don't know for sure. We will see on Thursday or Friday what happens. There are a couple of wide receivers who the media has made a big deal out of who didn't go to voluntary workouts. CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, and there's another guy I'm tracking. They made a big deal of him not coming to OTAs. But let me tell you something. Oh, Brandon. Brandon Ayuk. Listen, if we have an opportunity to guys going into their option year or last year on their contract, whatever, I think CeeDee Lamb is going to be paid $17 million. I think Justin Jefferson is going to be paid over $19 million. And I think the Steelers still have something in the tank to make a move on Thursday. So I won't be surprised if they do, and I won't be surprised if they don't. But we'll see. Devontae Smith signed his $51 million guaranteed deal, 3-year extension with the Eagles. So the $51 million guaranteed is amazing. So congratulations to him. The Eagles and him got that done. And we will see the next blockbuster wide receiver deal that happens. And I know T. Higgins was, you know, some people wanted T. Higgins, but it looks like he's kind of come to his senses and realize he'll probably play under the franchise tag if he doesn't get a new contract with the Bengals. And the surprising thing is Tyler Boyd doesn't have a home yet. So let's see what happens with that. I don't know. And my guy that I've still wanted, he's still out there, Justin Simmons. We will see what happens with that going forward. Look, it is going to be an amazing week. It's going to be an exciting week. And I hope you guys all stay tuned to the draft on Thursday evening. I will have draft content on my page. I will be in the D, Detroit, D to the D. Oh, that should be a slogan. That should be its slogan. Starting Wednesday, you can follow me on D Love Sports, DeeLoveSports. D Love Sports. I will be giving you draft content as early as Wednesday, as I will be covering the NFL draft for the second year. This is my second year covering the draft, and I love it so much. So you can holler at me there. Don't be shy. Let me know what you think, and I will talk to you later. Oh, make sure, did you guys catch that UFL game last night? The rain delay one, the one that didn't end until about 4.5 hours after it started. It was pretty good. Unfortunately, the DC Defenders did not come away with the win. So the Birmingham Stallions are still undefeated. Tragic. Last second field goal win. Last second. All the time. Anyway, make sure you follow so you can get that NFL draft content. Make sure you are following the Steel Curtain Network. And make sure you are following the Fans First Sports Network. Okay? All right. I will talk to you guys later. Happy draft. And I know some of you are going to be last minute mock drafting. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy yourselves, really. Bye, guys.